Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Keep Moving Forward podcast with Tom O'Leary. I am so thankful for you. Thanks for interacting. Thanks for giving suggestions for future podcasts. Thank you so much for passing these messages along to your people, your peeps, your network, people at your Bible study or church or who friends that you work out with or coworkers, people who you think might benefit from the Keep Moving Forward podcast. Life can be hard. We get obstacles, challenges, setbacks, and we need encouragement to get up and over those challenges, those hurdles, and to really step into what God has for us, His plan, His purpose, His destiny. Hey, you can get all the podcasts for free by going to the website, TomOLeary.org, TomOLeary.org. You know the drill. And you can also get the podcasts by going to your podcast app on your smartphone. And just search for Keep Moving Forward with Tom O'Leary. Yours truly will pop up. Hey, thanks so much for donating. If you're able to do that today, you can go to the website and there's a donate button. I am so grateful for that. And as we say here on the Keep Moving Forward podcast, when you donate, it keeps it going and growing. Okay. Hey, today we have a real, I think, heartfelt, sensitive podcast message, finding peace when there is none. Those times of life that are so hard, you got so many moving pieces going on in your life, and you're really searching to have peace, and you just can't find any. A huge memory in my life that has such a powerful illustration at so many levels. Takes me back when I was a senior in high school and I was playing for the CIF football championship, and I had the honor to be the quarterback, and we were undefeated going into that CIF football championship game, and we were leading at halftime 6-0, and the final score was 34-6. We got blown out in the second half. And it was such a horrible feeling. I'm on this muddy, rain-soaked football field. The end of the game, everyone comes pouring onto the field, and I felt lost. And I didn't know where to turn. And I certainly did not have peace or joy. And it felt like a nightmare, almost like where you're in slow motion. And I'm spinning around, and I turn around, and there's my dad with his arms open wide. And as a 17-year-old kid, I fall into my dad's arms and I cry on his shoulder, and he just held me. You know, that was a moment, and it has so many different truths for me. And I get it. Not all of us had a dad where we could fall into his arms. And certainly, you know, my dad was not perfect by any means. But you know what? We all do have a perfect Father. That's our Heavenly Father. And so in those times of life where there is no peace, there is no joy, and you just don't know where to do, that's the time to fall into your Heavenly Father's arms. And that's not just, you know, a out there wild dream or just a cliche something. No, we can do that. See, Romans 15, verse 13, it's going to kick us off here, finding peace when there is none. Romans 15, verse 13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." So, first of all, Romans 15, verse 13 tells us we have a God that releases hope. Like when there is despair, you know, hope against hope, when it seems absolutely hopeless, we have the God who has, that gives hope, that brings hope. And I love that it says, with all joy and peace, He's going to fill you. And here's the catch, as you trust Him. So as you trust Him, then you are going to experience joy and peace. And that's going to overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So here's the progression, if you will, because the big word here is as you. So you trust, God fills, and then you overflow. That's how it goes. That's the domino effect, if you will. You trust in him. You trust. He fills you up with joy and peace. And then now you're overflowing with the joy, with the peace, and with hope. And it's all by the overflow, the power of the Holy Spirit. So that's going to kick us off. And I want to give you five takeaways today on the Keep Moving Forward podcast on finding peace when there is no. So here we go. Number one, keep your mind focused on trusting in the Lord. Okay, so we're going to talk about trust a little bit more here. And that's based on Isaiah 26 verse 3 in the Old Testament. Isaiah 26:3 says, "You will keep," talking to God, "you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." Okay, that is powerful. I mean, we're talking about perfect peace. I don't know if I can explain perfect peace. I just know it's the best. It's the best peace that you can have. That every aspect of your life is solid, not because of the circumstances, but because your mind is so fixed on God. Your mind is steadfast. And that word steadfast, it does mean fixed, and it means firm in faith. There you go, three F's, fixed, firm, and faith. And you are directed in one direction, and that's toward God. One direction, right toward God. Your mind is so fixed on your purpose, on what you're committed to, and God, and your faith, and it's just, boom, right toward the Lord. And that is when you're going to experience perfect peace. And again, it comes up, the old T word, trust. It says, because they trust in you. So here's something that I do very often. If I wake up in the middle of the night and my mind starts to turn and it starts to get too active and too busy and I'm trying to get back to sleep, I come back to the simple prayer, "I trust in you, Lord." And you have to pray that and say, "Lord, I trust in you. I trust in you. I trust in you." And that is going to bring peace to your life. But you got to go there and you got to say it in your heart, in your mind, "Lord, I trust you. All these things that are going on in my life that seem just out of control, just totally whacked." You're able to say, "I know it's whacked, but I trust in you." So number one, keep your mind focused on trusting in the Lord. Okay, let's go number two. Always remember you are not alone. And when I say always, I mean always. Always remember you are not alone. Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 8, "The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged." Okay, think of it this way. It says that the Lord himself goes before you. So think of God going ahead of you in whatever you're facing. Think of a storm that you got to go through. Okay, he's going ahead of you. That means he's literally in the middle of the storm as you're heading into the storm. Or the battle that you're going into, he's already at the front lines, okay? Or the trial that you're facing right here, right now, the trial. Guess what? God is in the middle of that trial. Because why? Because he goes ahead, he goes before you. And then the other thing to always, always remember is that he'll never leave you, he'll never forsake you. And not only does he go before you, but God is omnipresent, meaning he's everywhere. He's also with you. And that's what that scripture says, Deuteronomy 31:8. He will be with you. You know, I love holding hands with my wife, Sherry. And in that moment, I always feel very connected and this just overwhelming sense of appreciation and that, you know, I'm with her and she's with me. And so there's something about just holding hands that does that for me. Now, picture, if you will, in your mind's eye, Jesus holding your hand. You're walking out life. You're doing the things you have to do. Yep, there's the mundane and the routine, and there's the fun times and the good times and, you know, the hard times and the bad times. In all of it, picture Jesus holding your hand, and that should trigger a good trigger. Number two, always remember you're not alone, because that's the truth. You are not alone. God is always with you. And have that picture of Jesus holding your hand. Okay, speaking of Jesus, let's go to number three. Run to Jesus and rest in him. And this takes us to Matthew 11, verse 28 through 30. Love, 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 love this passage. It says, and these are the words of Jesus to you. Okay, here it goes. Here are the words of Jesus to you, Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Okay, I call this passage, Matthew 11, verse 28 through 30, as the great invitation. That's what it is. It's this incredible, awesome, amazing, unbelievable, true, great invitation. Jesus is saying, hey, you're worn out, you're stressed out, you're burnt out, you're just totally weighed down. You know, you're trying to find peace where there is none. And he says, come to me. And in that place, that he will give you rest. And he says, take upon my yoke and learn from me. This idea of walking side by side, learning and growing in him. And he gives another promise, rest for your souls. And so what I see here in the great invitation are two action words, come and take. Jesus says, action word, come to me. So that's where we run to Jesus, right? And then take his yoke, his presence, his learning. You're walking step by step with him. And back in biblical days, a yoke many times referred to two oxen, and there was like this wooden harness that went over their shoulders, and the two oxen would walk together. And now think of that picture with Jesus. You're not running ahead of Jesus. You're not lagging behind Jesus, but you actually are yoked with Jesus, and you're walking step by step. You're learning, you're growing. And I love how Jesus just assures us. And he says, I'm gentle and I'm humble in heart. And again, his promise, you'll find rest for your souls. So two great action words, come to me, come. So that means the run, and then take upon me, the take word. And that's where we're going to get our rest. And then in verse 30, Jesus gives us another reassurance and says, hey, my yoke, it's easy. My burden is light. Like the things that I'll call to you, They're going to be life-giving, right? We love that word, life-giving. And it's going to be light and easy for you. You know, the whole concept of run and rest, I think of working out. Whether you're hitting a tennis ball or you're going for a jog or a run or you're in the gym and you're on the elliptical or, you know, whatever you like to do. Maybe it's just a long walk on the beach or in the mountains or wherever you live, in the valley, down in the valley, wherever you are. And you're working out and then you rest. And there's something euphoric, you know, the endorphins kick in, you get that little rush where you've worked hard and then you take a rest. And I think that's a great picture of running to Jesus. That's the workout. And then resting in Jesus. And that place of peace. That's that euphoric place where you're like, oh man, I can experience peace. So think of it as that illustration is kind of a physical thing, right? A workout and then a rest. Think of it spiritually. I'm going to run to Jesus and do all the spiritual things that are like moving me toward him. And then I'm going to take a big, deep breath and be able to rest. Okay, let's go to number four. Hey, number four is simply let God be your refuge and strength. And that's found in Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Well, trouble would say, hey, I'm not finding peace. You know, that's the title of today's podcast, Finding Peace When There Is None. And trouble would say, no peace here. I'm in trouble and I am not experiencing peace. But it's this promise in Psalm 46:1 that God is our refuge. God is our strength. And so refuge meaning, you know what? It's a safe place. And I think that that translates as I'm going to be okay. Like you can go there. You know, my refuge, he's my refuge. It means it's a safe place and I'm going to be okay. Strength speaks to me as I have what it takes to make it. And guess what? Because God is your refuge and is your strength, you, my friend, have what it takes to make it. Whatever you're going through, whatever it is, the highs, the lows, whatever, you have what it takes to make it through. You have God's strength and he is your refuge. So that reminds you, you're going to be okay. And I love how the Bible in Psalm 46, verse 1 says that God is an ever-present help in trouble. Ever-present, meaning always, always, always. He's always on the job. He's always present. Again, he's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. And if whatever you're walking through, he, again, that goes back to our illustration, taking his hand, walking with him. And it's just this idea that like, he is never going to leave me. He's always by my side. So let God be your refuge and strength. The other day, Sherry and I were taking a walk on a beach and we saw junior lifeguards. It brought up great memories. One of our daughters went through that program of training to be a lifeguard. And it's a program for younger teens and junior high kids. And it's junior lifeguards. And so anyway, they were playing a great game of Capture the Flag. Now, if you don't know what Capture the Flag is, there's two teams and there's two flags, one on one end and one on the other. And you have to try to grab the flag before you get tagged by the other team. And so there you have it. And it just brought up these wonderful memories of just fun times like that. But the whole strategy of the game is to get to that flag. And what dawned on me is you got to break through enemy lines to get to the flag. Now, the flag represents refuge. The flag, once you get the flag, you win. And, you know, that's your refuge. And so there is something to say that, man, in life, we got to break through enemy lines. And I know, I get it. There's a spiritual attack that's always happening. Well, that's what we need. God's strength, that's breaking through the enemy lines. And then getting to that place of refuge. And that's like that picture of like, I got the flag. I'm safe. I've won over the enemy, right? That's what we want to do. And, you know, thinking about refuge, there's this whole concept of that sometimes God takes away the storm that you're going through. I mean, sometimes Jesus just speaks to the storm, you know, be still. You know, as if to say, you know, you're gone, right? Be still. And sometimes he calms the storm. Sometimes he just holds us tight through the storm. So sometimes Jesus is going to just go, you know what? I'm taking this storm out of your life. And so sometimes he calms the storm. Sometimes he holds you through the storm. Not taking the storm away, but holding you and allowing you to take refuge in him until you get through the other side, and you will, and that storm will be alleviated, and you're in that place of refuge and strength. That is the God of faithfulness. That's the God that we serve. So number four, let God be your refuge and strength. And finally, our fifth takeaway, we're landing the airplane here. We got to number five. I'll recap in a little bit. But number five, know that peace is only found in Jesus. Okay, that, you know, so here we are. We're talking about finding peace when there is none. Well, we got to know the source, and the source is Jesus Christ. Know that peace is only found in Jesus. We can do certain things that help us calm down, or certain, you know, activities that maybe will help reduce stress. That's all good. But at the end of the day, only peace is going to be found in Jesus, only in Jesus. And, you know, that's really based on the Gospel of John, John 16, verse 33. Jesus gives us a promise, and he tells us something really, really insightful. Like, he's given us the secret sauce here. He says this in John 16, 33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So, Jesus points it straight out to him, because he says, in me, you'll have peace. So, in Jesus, you will have peace. And then, he gives us a really good warning that in this world, you will have trouble. Jesus didn't say, maybe you'll have trouble. Jesus did not say, possibly will have trouble. Jesus didn't say, there's a really good chance, like a weatherman or a weather lady, you know, there's a really good chance of, no, he didn't say there is a good chance that you'll have trouble. No, he said, you will, this side of eternity, walking out life on this earth, this spinning ball called earth, you will have trouble. So, you know what? We just have to recognize that suffering is a fact of life. How we respond to that suffering is the big deal. And Jesus is saying, hey, if you'll run to me, you come to me, you will have peace in me, whatever trouble you're going through. And then Jesus reminds us with a big exclamation point, take heart, exclamation point. Why? Because Jesus reminds us, I have overcome the world. Jesus has conquered sin, death, evil, and we will experience heaven one day, which is a perfect place where there is no pain, there is no death, there is no evil, there are no tears. He wipes away every tear, and that is the promise of Jesus Christ. You know, when I think of knowing that peace is only found in Jesus, you know, there's this unbelievable song, powerful song. It's called Untitled Hymn by a gentleman named Chris Rice. And it's just a beautiful song where he writes, you know, to come to Jesus. The lyrics go on to say, sing to Jesus. The lyrics go on to say, fall on Jesus. You know, when you're going through a hard time, cry to Jesus. Then the lyrics go to dance for Jesus. And then one of the final parts of the lyrics in this untitled hymn says, quote, with your final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye, then go in peace and laugh on glory's side and fly to Jesus and live. Isn't that beautiful? With your final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye, go in peace, and laugh on glory's side, and fly to Jesus, and live forever. And that's the message. That's the gospel. That's the good news. And I'm telling you, if we go to Jesus, that's where we're going to find peace. So let me recap. Finding peace when there is none. Number one, keep your mind focused on trusting in the Lord. Number two, always remember you're not alone. You're never, ever, ever, ever alone. Number three, run to Jesus and rest in Him. Run and rest. Run and rest. Number four, let God be your refuge and strength. Remember, refuge, I'm going to be okay. Strength, I have what it takes to make it. And we find that in God. He's ever present with us. Number five, last one, know that peace is only found in Jesus. And so I want to encourage you, you can find that peace in Him. Take these five takeaways, apply them to your life. It's what we call life application. And you're going to be living out a life of peace. And I want to pray for you today. Father in heaven, thank you for each person listening to this podcast. God, I pray that you encourage them. Through scripture, through these words, through the power of the Holy Spirit that would be overflowing in their lives, that it would be that place that you are our God of hope and that you will fill us with joy and peace as we trust in you. So God, give us the grace to trust in you and that we would be overflowing with hope, joy, and peace in the Holy Spirit. So Lord, bless them, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for listening to the Keep Moving Forward podcast with Tom O'Leary. If someone is on your heart right now that you think, man, they have been going through troubled times and they need to hear this message, send them to the website or, you know, share this message through your podcast. Send them, forward the email, whatever form that you have. To encourage them. And, thank you again. If you're able to donate today, that would be a major blessing. Again, you can just go to the website, TomO'Leary.org. There's a donate button. And in advance, I just want to say I'm so grateful for your gifts and your support. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And never forget, never, ever, ever, God loves you. God loves you. He loves you. He adores you. God loves you. And I'm for you. God bless.